This is an MUT Radio podcast.
She is sick, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the Business Wise Corner, and we have a wise woman on air. Kamalake Nokwazi Wakacele, aka Uchichi. Hello, Uchichi.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Good. Nenjan.
Ah, sikhona mfethu. It is a flu season. Awunayo any flu?
I sidlulile, ngiphathile yadlula, thank God. I'm better.
You better now. Oh yeah. On Business Wise Corner, Chichi, sike sikhuluma ngezinto eziningi, especially izinto maybe the business women and men need to know ezenzakalayo nje emabhizinisini nasempilweni nje yomuntu as an entrepreneur. So I wanna know maybe ukuthena yiphi le nto ama entrepreneurs maybe this misconception angena nayo emabhizinisini ongafuna ukuyishaya namhlanje.
Misconception about entrepreneurs, I'd say ukuthi they rich. That all entrepreneurs are rich, which is not true. Also ukuthi if you're an entrepreneur, you don't have much responsibility. Akufani nomuntu osebenza an 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 job. But there's actually more responsibility about entrepreneur because it's 24/7. Most people think, because in a business, you don't have to worry about anything. Meanwhile, you worry 24/7 when you're not like someone else. So they must have come in and said, that person who say worried about the kaya and whatnot. You worry about your business all the time. You're thinking about your business all the time. You are basically your business when you're an entrepreneur. There's no time off.
Abaza abantu uthi ngempela size singene kuma depression sizama nje ukuhlanganisa nje ibusiness. So now this is now an entrepreneur usekhona la useliqalile ibusiness and akakabibikho akakabi nawo umgogodla, you understand the backbone. So useya break now wo wonke lama conceptions or misconceptions akhona. So what can be the way forward for that entrepreneur?
Mangabe, most of the time when you're entrepreneurs, because I did actually speak about this, I think last week, when you have a passion for something. So, it's not easy, entrepreneurship, but to make money out of it is kind of difficult to break through the perception that people have about entrepreneurs. So, it's all in the mind, and also you need to be dedicated. I have a passion for this thing. I want to make money out of this thing. And then how do you go about making money out of this thing? And then that's how you build the bill. Because about that, I find entrepreneurship, which I find as well. So there's no book on how you break into it. But as long as you have a plan and you say you want to make money out of this and you want to make a difference out of my passion, then you can be an entrepreneur.
Just a random question, Chichi. What is the difference between entrepreneurship and the hobby? Because ngiyacabanga ukuthi nakunokudideka okuningi, like what is the difference? How do I see ukuthi ngempela this is something that I can actually pursue ngiyenze ibe entrepreneurship, ibe business, and this is something engayigcina nje I hobby?
But most things they do start off as a hobby, hey. But there's a huge difference because entrepreneurship comes with a lot of responsibilities. And also providing a service or whatever you're doing, you need to give 100% into so most people may assume I can just turn my hobby into a business, but it's not easy. That's when they don't trust young entrepreneurs, or let me say black business, because people assume that it's easy. You need to give your 100%. You need to take it serious. You need to take people's money serious, people's time serious. So it's different from a hope. It's very different.
I want to know, Chichi, let us know maybe the importance of ukufunda as an entrepreneur. What is the importance of ukufunda as an entrepreneur?
it's very, very important to learn and also to wise in the business and also wise o cool like with skill so naso. If you have a skill wise o cool like so and learn more. So there's a coach Cyril Wilsmith, I think he said hard work beats talent and talent doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you need to put in the work. There's NYDA, it's free courses. They give out free courses. Go to funding business. Utole funding. It's very, very important to learn and grow within the business. It's very, very important.
Mm, very good, Gigi. Your last word to ama entrepreneurs. Yes, good and amas valanjalo songke e business wise corner. Kubanalente wise or sugushia nayo for that day. What is the wise word or the word of wisdom or shia nayo namhlanje?
Well, I just hope now, just for me, a good break. Just like Allah, we putting in the work. Just like Allah, we doing those vision boards. Just like Allah, putting ideas. So my wise words are, if you have an idea, do it. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for another Monday. Don't wait for anything. In Allah, just start.
If you have an idea, do it. Start. Yeah. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for next month or whatsoever. But start now. Gigi, thank you so much. We're going to see you next week, Monday.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being on the show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.